He's United Man at Magazine. Kev Markey. Kev, how are you doing today, mate?
Good afternoon, Danny. I'm very fine, thank you. We've just won our first two games of a calendar year for the first time since 2003, so it's not a bad start to 2017 for me, mate.
Yeah, not a bad 2017 at all. To be fair, Kev, the points last night, it looks like it wasn't going to be all joy around Leeds United, no. But they played well, they got the result in the end and through to the next round.
Yeah, I think we got an A-plus in mental toughness there, Danny, second half. We got our degree at Cambridge, as I say. So, yeah, it's a satisfying second half. First half, yeah, the big guy up front, Pichu, I think he's called, a real handful. Looks like he could, take on a few people, but he couldn't do that for 90 minutes. He couldn't sustain that, strength and ability for 90 minutes. He's a League Two player at the end of the day. And I think Liam Cooper handled him quite well second half. He sort of kept him fairly quiet. Just a shame he had to go off with an injury. And it's a shame, obviously, that Janssen picked up a booking as well, because we're going to be a bit short on centre-back from Friday, by the looks of things. So, but knowing Gary Monk, he'll have a plan in place like he did for the second half last night, and we'll be ready to go on Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah, certainly very interesting indeed. Looking forward to that game against Derby. And just first off, though, I wanted to get your reaction on that draw because Glamatai of Wimbledon or Sutton United away there, Kev. What did you make of it when that one came out?
Yeah, well, it's not a Glamatai for us, really, but obviously it's exciting for Sutton and Wimbledon. I mean, obviously, Wimbledon brings back memories for me of the mid-70s when we played, when they were a non-league team in those days. And, of course, they took us to a replay. Everybody were excited because I thought a non-league team was going to knock out the mighty Leeds back in, I think it was about 75, something like that. But thankfully, we managed to squirm our way through, luckily, that year. So Wimbledon brings back loads of memories, Vinnie Jones and all that as well. So it would probably be nice to get them in the next round. But I think Sutton will still have a bit of a say on what goes on in that replay. And playing on an artificial pitch at Sutton's going to be awkward as well. So either way, it's going to be a tough fourth-round tie.
Yeah, very much looks that way. And just looking ahead to the league form as well, Kev, as we know, been a fantastic season so far, no doubt about that. A tough test coming up against the likes of Derby. But, I mean, if results go their way, could end up in third. And who'd have thought that at the start of the season?
Yeah, well, nobody gave us a chance, Danny, as you know. First six games, people were sort of saying where we're going. The squad's not very good. Gary Monk didn't know what he's doing. Blah-de-blah-de-blah, the usual stuff that goes on after the first six games. But after Huddersfield, we picked things up. We've been on a magnificent run. We don't bother with draws at Elland Road, at our Leeds anymore. You either win or you lose. We've only lost to Newcastle and Brighton, the top two teams in the league, so it's not no disgrace. Obviously, Derby's going to be a very tough Friday. What's important about that, Danny, is that I think Derby need to win it really more than us to get in amongst the playoffs. A draw, I mean, I'm not being defensive here by any means, but a draw wouldn't be a disaster for us on Friday. And a win, obviously, would be magnificent because we'd be 8 points clear of them. And like you say, we could be as high as third, which is, for Leeds fans, is nosebleed country now. We haven't been as high as that in the league for a number of years. So, exciting times. It's going to be an important month as well for getting a couple of key players in, I think, as well, up front, and maybe another defender. So, yeah, watch this space, I think, now. I think Gary Monk has got things ticking along very nicely at Leeds, and hopefully it will continue, for another good few months.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. And just have a bit of a look at the transfers as well, Kev. Obviously, we've seen that Pablo Hernandez is staying. Big news and good news. A lot of Leeds fans are very happy with that one. But what else would you like to see in the transfer windows now as well?
We're linked with this guy, Sergi Canos, at Norwich. He seems to be a high-profile player for Norwich, but he hasn't really had a look in at Norwich, which is slightly surprising. He's got a good pedigree. Obviously came through at Liverpool, had a good spell at Brentford, and they're possibly looking at him as well. But he looks like a useful winger. He's only 19, so that's sort of the other scale of Hernandez, if you like. He could be, his protégé. I think we definitely need another striker to sort of compensate if Wood is injured or gets suspended. And we've got maybe, as you saw last night, we could maybe do with another centre-half, just in case Janssen and Cooper, obviously Janssen's out for a couple of games now because of last night. Cooper may not be fit for Friday, so we definitely need somebody there to sort of step in if that happens. So I'm looking at two key signings in January, and obviously Gary Monk, I'm sure he'll have that in hand and he'll know what he'll need to do to sort of progress.
Yeah, certainly very interesting times over at Elland Road. I'm keeping a close eye on it here on Radio Yorkshire as well. Kevin, it's always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
Not a problem, Tony. Great show as usual, and I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thanks very much there, Kev Markey, and we'll speak to you again soon. And more great tunes on the way as well from the likes of Stevie Wonder. And Leeds fans, remember you can get in touch with us at Radio_Yorkshire. Get your views heard on what you make of the way that the transfers have gone so far for Leeds United, the FA Cup draw, what you made at Cambridge, and looking ahead to Derby as well. At Radio_Yorkshire.